greetings everyone, and welcome to the Law Hour. The Law Hour is sponsored by Truth Radio Network. It's an educational service in the public interest. I'm your host, George Gordon. Now, the Law Hour is heard nationally 7 days a week on Truth Radio and worldwide on the Internet. For more information about the Law Hour and the Gordon Law School, please go to my website, georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. The Law Hour brings you important information about law news and current events, so stay tuned for tonight's special report on fluoride and chlorine in water right after this message. You know, marriage is a state-licensed business. It's a three-party limited general partnership between you, your spouse, and the state, and like any other state-licensed enterprise, it's regulated. This one's regulated by the Welfare Department, the Department of Family Services, and the Family Court. The best part about it is that you have no input into or say-so over the marriage, divorce, dissolution, custody, alimony, child support, protective custody, or restraining order. But you get to pay for all of it, and if you fail to pay, you go to jail. Now, marriage is the most important and expensive contract that you can engage in. It's more binding and costly than your military enlistment or your 30-year home mortgage. And you probably know a whole lot less about it than you do your military obligation or your house payment. Now, 67% of all marriages in America end in divorce, but whether you're a husband or a wife, you do have rights, privileges, and immunities to advance, to protect, or to defend against any breach of this marriage contract. And that's why you should know and understand the terms of your marriage contract before you marry, and you should write that contract instead of letting the state write it for you. Now, whether you're married or not, why don't you write for my free general law CD package and let me share some vital information with you about the law and the marriage contract. You can call direct 417-273-4967. That's a four-hour commentary on the Gordon Law School. Remember, it's entertaining, educational, it's informative, best of all, it's free of charge. And if you're online, you can go to the website. The website is georgegordon.org. Click onto the email and send me an email request that free general law CD package. Remember, that's georgegordon.org or call direct 417-273-4967. Well, fluoride and chlorine in our water is a correction of a vital error created by God when he forgot to put fluoride and chlorine into the water supplies of the earth. It was a mistake that God made, and thank man that we have fixed that deadly error. You know, the most important factor that makes for a healthier, happier, longer life are pure, unpolluted air and practicing deep breathing, drinking pure distilled water that's free from harmful chemicals, toxins, and inorganic minerals. Ideal is 8 glasses of water a day for body maintenance and health, and then eating natural, organically grown foods is best. Now, the two most important substances on this earth are air and water. Water is perhaps the single most characteristic substance of our planet. It may simultaneously appear in solid, liquid, and gas form, and it has been adapted as a unit of measure for the specific gravity of all other substances. Water plays important roles in the circulation of the earth's surface elements. And man must have water, or he soon dies. Now consider the shipwrecked sailor on a great ocean of salt water. If this man does not get fresh, salt-free water, he dies. The man who gets lost in the dry, hot desert soon dies of dehydration if he does not get water. Thirst can drive him insane before he endures an agonizing death. Certain animals, squirrels and rabbits, that feed on grasses and herbs containing about 85% water never need a drink as long as they can find their natural food. Now, water is distributed in great or small amounts to every part of the earth. All but about 3% of the water is held in the ocean. The remainder is found as deep as 3 miles under the earth's crust or as high as 7 miles above the surface as vapor in the clouds. Now, mother's milk contains about 87% water. Juicy fruits and succulent vegetables also possess almost the same percentage of water. Those who consume ample amounts of fresh fruit daily absorb, in addition to about 8 ounces of solid food, at least 3 pints of living, naturally purified water distilled by Mother Nature. Water is one of the most important substances on the face of the earth. Without it, all life, from plants to humans to animals, would cease to exist. And water seems to go on forever. Water is absolutely indestructible, but unfortunately, it's very easily polluted. Scientists believe that there is not a drop more nor a drop less than when the first water formed the roundness of our earth with its tidal currents, and volcanic eruptions eventually brought solid rock and earth above the water in the form of mountains. Over time, these became continents. These tides, conversely, slow the rotation of the earth by a fraction of a second every 1,000 years. The 24-hour day was probably a 4-hour day, perhaps millions of years ago. Now, we witness the endless wonders of God-given water. Water shapes the earth, controls the climate, and provides man with food and a prodigious amount of energy. The body is about 70% water, which is the source of all life. It performs and supports the internal body functions of humans and animals and maintains plant life as well. It is possible that a tear which fell from the eye of Jesus when he learned that his friend Lazarus was dead has been recycled by the warmth of the sun millions of times and may now repose in the holy water fountain of some obscure church. Water penetrates everywhere. The molecular strength of a drop of water is almost beyond comprehension. Penetrating the lacy roots of a big tree, it climbs upward, pulling after it a chain of water drops. The wind will vaporize the water in the topmost leaves of the tree, carrying it back to the sky to help form a rain-bearing cloud. That same drop may be carried as much as 7 miles above the earth, remaining airborne and becoming purified before dropping with billions of other drops as rain, perhaps on an orchard of apples. Or the raindrop distilled water may be caught by a group of thirsty sailors shipwrecked on a waterless island. It may fall on the parched ground of Arizona and bring to life a seed that needs only a few days of water to grow. An inch of rain that falls over a square mile of topsoil adds over 17 million gallons of water to the earth. And one such raindrop, if it lingers on the surface of the earth, may be revaporized and head for the sky in less than 1 minute. If it penetrates deeply into the ground and enters the water table far below the Sahara Desert, where there are 150,000 cubic miles of water lying under the Sahara Desert to be brought to the surface, it may require a century to reinforce and to become, or to resurface and become airborne. A solitary drop of water is a strange world indeed. Now, there is hot mineral water under the California desert. Just a few hundred feet below our desert home in California, there is a raging river of hot mineral water. Wells are sunk down to reach this water, which comes out at a temperature as high as 180 degrees. This water has been underground for centuries. The water is cooled to a temperature that human beings can tolerate and provides relief to thousands who have aches and pains throughout their bodies. This warm mineral water is very relaxing and therapeutic. People come from all over the world to bathe in its natural healing warmth. Now, we both have painless bodies, and yet still take the time to enjoy these hot mineral baths because they are soothing and relaxing to the body and are good penetrative medicine. They're preventive medicine as well. It penetrates through your body. This is the reason that we build a home in the spa town. We go to our desert retreat when we want to relax, right, and get away from the big city. Well, Angel View Crippled Children's Hospital in Desert Hot Springs is world famous for the miracles that it's doing with handicapped children. It's an inspiration to see them swimming in the hot mineral water, the therapeutic pool. Even though many of the children cannot walk when they arrive, they soon learn how to swim in the pool, and this starts to build their self-confidence in their little bodies. And this hydrotherapy plus physical therapy has worked miracles under the pioneering guidance of our good friend Dr. Frank Edmondson and our late president and friend Dwight Eisenhower, who served on the board of directors of this hospital for many, many years. Niagara Falls is committing slow suicide, and years ago engineers diverted the Niagara Falls water to study ways of stopping the slag erosion. Man cannot stop the powerful forces of water. Niagara Falls drops 3.5 million gallons of water over the falls every second. And scientists say that in approximately 20,000 years at this rate, this waterfall will retreat to Lake Erie and become a level river. Now, in looking at our oceans and seas, the oceans hold 97% of all the water on Earth. They create the enormous tides, waves, and winds, which crash and slam against the rocky beaches and reduce them to sand. Where volcanic eruptions have flowed to the sea, this volcanic material is reduced to sand over time, and that's why the islands of Hawaii and Tahiti have some beaches of black sand. The sea will always win in this battle with the Earth, and geologists tell us that eventually the mountains will be leveled and swept into the ocean, and a cycle of volcanic eruptions will begin again. Well, eons ago, continent-spanning glaciers were so numerous that the level of the seas fell 300 feet and land bridges appeared between England and France. An earthen bridge also emerged between Siberia and Alaska. And that may account for some of the mystifying similarities among races, even though widely separated by oceans. Now, the famed oceanographer Columbus chided science when he wrote, "The sea is producing about as much as the land, yet man is using only about 1% of his food from his saltwater environment. Unfortunately, man is more interested in the unknown darkness of outer space than studying the and protecting our vast oceans." Now remember, man cannot live without water, and your existence on Earth depends on water. So please don't take it for granted. And this book gives you an education on the type, amount, and value of the perfect water to drink that will work to keep you in good health. Distilled water helps you every day to enjoy a more vital, joyous, and prolonged life on our precious Earth. Now, there are five big health builders: air, water, sunshine, food, and exercise. And next, oxygen. Water is the most vitally important substance in the body. The adult body is roughly 70% water, and it excretes water daily through your urine, defecation, perspiration, and breathing. The internal temperature of the body is controlled with water. Now, the average body is about 98.6 degrees, and if the body rises above this temperature, we become feverish. If it falls below, we're physically under par. Water makes up about 83% of the blood in your body and nearly 98% of the intestinal, gastric, salivary, and pancreatic juices. Most older people become dehydrated and literally dry up due to insufficient water intake. Their skin and hands look parched, withered, dry, and old. Just look at the wrinkles on their foreheads and around their eyes. A curtain of dry flesh hangs over their eyes. Other unhealthy results and danger signs of dehydration or constipation, which affect millions, also burning, irritation, and urination. Hang on, we're talking about fluoride and chlorine in your water. We'll be back with more right after this break. Hang on. All right, we're back. You're listening to The Law Hour. Now, The Law Hour is sponsored by Truth Radio Network as a public service. Truth Radio is committed to providing our listening audience with information and understanding in the public interest. So for more information about Truth Radio Network programming, please go to the website. That's truthradio.com. And that's truthradio.com. And all of these Law Hour programs are archived for your listening convenience on the Internet at georgegordon.org. That's georgegordon.org. If you're earning $50,000 a year and you pay all of your 14 taxes, you get to keep 41% of what you create and produce, and government gets 59%. That's about $20,000 for you and $30,000 for the government. Now, isn't that just real special? But if you think that your share isn't enough for you, then why don't you work twice as hard and produce twice as much and make $100,000 next year? Then go ahead and pay your same 14 taxes just like you did this year, and you're going to net 24% and the government net 76%. That means that for working twice as hard and producing twice as much, you're going to net $4,000 more dollars or 8% more net take-home pay. Well, you produce 100% more, you produce and receive 8% more in return. 100% for 8% return? Come on, there ought to be something more intelligent for you and I to do than to work to put ourselves into the top 5% of income earners and then only net 24% of it. Why don't you call today and order my free 4-hour CD package and let me tell you how to deal with that kind of crime. It's 4 hours of entertaining information that answers many of your legal questions about taxes and why it is that we pay so much for so little received. And let me teach you how to do just that in my tax and status school, which is now available on compact desk for adult home study. To order your free general law CD package, why don't you call direct 417-273-4967. If you're online, go to the webpage, georgegordon.org. Click onto the email machine and send me an email request for your free general law CD package. Remember, that's georgegordon.org. Or call direct 417-273-4967. All right, we're talking about water. This comes from Water, the Shocking Truth That Can Save Your Life. It's written by a fellow named Bragg, Paul C. Bragg, copyrighted, of course. And I'm going to do a review on fluoride and chlorine in your water. You get a copy, I think this book is dynamite, by writing to Health Science Box 7, Santa Barbara, California, 93102. And that's Health Science Box 7, Santa Barbara, California, 93102. The book, Water, the Shocking Truth That Can Save Your Life, written by Paul C. Bragg. Let's take a look at salt. Salt, the inorganic sodium. It's a health wrecker. Another site of water imbalance is due to the excessive use of inorganic sodium salt in salty foods, which leads to waterlogged humans. And you often see young children, 7 to 10 years old, some a little older, who are so waterlogged that they have grotesque, bloated, and prematurely old-looking bodies. Just compare them to adults with their bloated and puffed-up faces, arms, bellies, legs, ankles, and feet. And then don't let this happen to you. Now, here's why your body needs your water. The amount of water the body needs depends on the temperature, climate, and your activity and health. 8 glasses per day is average. When you drink a glass of water, it goes straight to your stomach. Part of the water is absorbed directly into your bloodstream through the walls of your stomach, and some of the remainder goes to your intestines to keep the food that you eat in a liquid state while it's being absorbed. This water is later absorbed directly into your bloodstream. Drinking the right kind of water is one of your best natural protections against all kinds of virus infections, such as influenza, pneumonia, whooping cough, measles, and other infectious diseases. Now, doctors advise bed rest and plenty of water for the flu. When the body's tissues and cells are kept well supplied with an ample supply of water, they can fight viral attacks more efficiently. If your body cells are water-starved, they become shriveled up, parched to dry, making it easy for viruses and disease to attack. Now, always bear in mind the important functions of the right kind of water in your body. Water is a vital component of all body fluids, tissue, cells, lymph, blood, and glandular secretions. Water holds all nutritive factors in solution, and it acts as a transportation medium to the various parts of the body for all of these substances. The mucous membranes need plenty of water to keep them soft and free from friction on their delicate surfaces. Liquid is necessary for the proper digestion of food. The stomach acts as a powerful churn to break down food into tiny particles. And remember to chew your food thoroughly to help your stomach, because your stomach has no teeth. Now, water flushes the toxins out of your body. And one of the most important functions of water is to flush the toxins and salt from your body. Unfortunately, people the world over now consume large amounts of salt. But from centuries ago to the present day, there are still many countries that have never known what salt is, and whose people are still healthy and happy without salt. The Japanese are known to be the world's highest consumers of table salt, that is, inorganic salt, or sodium chloride. A Japanese farmer who lives to age 60 eats approximately 2 ounces of salt every day and filters up to 2,737 pounds, or that's about 1 1/3 tons of salt through his kidneys in his lifetime. This heavy salt intake hastens premature death. Now, Americans are not far behind the Japanese in the consumption of salt. Not only do Americans add plenty of salt to their foods, they also eat large amounts of ham, bacon, hot dogs, lunch meats, corned beef, potato chips, salted nuts, and many other foods with high concentrations of salt. It's no wonder that heart disease is the number one killer in America. Even people in their 30s and 40s suffer from high blood pressure, kidney trouble, arthritis, and the greatest of all killers, arterial sclerosis, the clogging of your arteries. Veins and blood vessels are plugged up with atherosclerosis, and the proper amount and right kind of water helps to keep cholesterol levels down. Water is the greatest flushing agent in your body. Now, the right kind of water is also Mother Nature's greatest beauty and health tonic. In our long careers as health and fitness advisors to Hollywood's famous stars of movies and TV, we have found that when we can persuade the stars to use the correct liquids, they retain a more youthful face and figure longer than people who drink ordinary tap water. Pure water keeps your body's cells healthier and prevents dehydration. The face and neck remain more free of aging lines and wrinkles, while your entire body retains its youthfulness and its vigor much longer. Now, water is important if you want superb health. People who ingest a sufficient amount of the right kinds of liquids, that's distilled water, fresh fruits, vegetables, and their juices, have better body functioning and circulation overall, which are most important to super health and long life. Now, you have 15 billion powerful brain cells, which are about 74% water, and we strongly believe the right kind of water in sufficient amounts helps improve your mind and your brain power. It makes you think better and more accurately. We also think that the excessively nervous and or mentally upset person is so obsessed with his own worries and hang-ups that he just forgets to drink sufficient pure water. Instead, he dopes himself with alcohol, tea, coffee, and cola drinks, which only complicate his nervous condition by introducing burning toxic acid into his stomach with no food or water to dilute it. So on top of his nervousness and depression, he suffers from heartburn, sour acid stomach, gas, bloating, enervation, and low energy. In place of sufficient pure water, he again dopes up on stimulants, coffee, soft drinks, cigarettes, aspirin, and antacids. Now remember that the nerves need the correct amount of water to function properly and smoothly. You can plainly see that it's possible to suffer from water starvation. Now here's a simple way that you can help yourself to better health. The natural pure water way. The specific reason that we wrote this book was to give you the knowledge to select the right kind and amount of water that your body so desperately needs. Here's your invitation to enjoy the gift of super health, longevity, and freedom from bodily miseries through following Mother Nature's and God's eternal laws combined with the powerful self-health knowledge that you're reading here. Now, the Black Death polluted deadly waters. The Black Death that spread throughout Europe in the 1300s killed about one-third of the entire population. This plague was caused in part by polluted water. Even today, in many parts of Europe, the water is still unfit to drink. People there use bottled water for drinking purposes. Experienced world travelers drink purified bottled water. Now, there's water everywhere, but not a safe drop to drink. And yes, with all of the billions of gallons of fresh, sweet water here on planet Earth, only a fraction of it is fit to drink. A chemical compound known as H2O, water is one of the most abundant and widely distributed substances on the surface of the Earth. It occurs naturally in solid, liquid, and gas states, generally known as ice, snow, water, and steam vapor. Water composed of hydrogen and oxygen is contained in varying amounts in all natural foods. It's an indispensable solvent needed in all of the physiological functions in every form of life. Your body requires water that is 100% pure hydrogen and oxygen, free of toxins, and free of inorganic minerals. This water comes from three sources. First, from fresh, organically grown vegetables and fruits and their juices, which Mother Nature purifies naturally. Second, from water distilled and purified by steam. Third, from rainwater that comes down through unpolluted clean air. Now, the sad fact is that much of the world's water today is polluted. and it's difficult to find sources of water from rivers, ponds, lakes, streams, and even wells or springs which are not polluted or which do not contain traces of toxic industrial chemicals to some degree. Therefore, a great deal of toxic chlorine is added to make this water fit to drink. But is it really fit to drink? Water processing plants use chemical chlorine to destroy the bacteria in polluted water. Alum and many other inorganic chemicals are also used to cleanse polluted water of dirt and filth. Now, in addition to these inorganic chemicals, a dangerous and misunderstood inorganic substance has been added to our drinking water. It's called sodium fluoride. It's the worst chemical ever added knowingly to our drinking water. It's a terrible crime against public health. So, inorganic versus organic materials now comes to the fore. So let's give you a short lesson in chemistry. There are two kinds of chemicals. They appear in inorganic and organic form. The inorganic chemicals like chlorine, alum, and sodium fluoride cannot be utilized in a healthy way by the living tissues of your body and can only cause you harm. Our body chemistry is composed of 19 organic minerals, which must come from a living source or one that was once alive. When we eat an apple or any other fruit or vegetable, that substance is composed of living organic minerals. It has a certain length of life after being gathered from the earth, vine, or the tree. The same goes for animal foods, fish, milk, cheese, and eggs. Organic minerals are vitally important in keeping us alive and healthy. If we were cast away on a barren, uninhabited island where nothing was growing, we would slowly starve to death. Even though the soil beneath our feet contains 16 inorganic minerals, our bodies cannot absorb those minerals efficiently enough to sustain life. Only a living plant has the power to extract inorganic minerals from the earth and to transform them into useful organic substances to nourish our bodies. When my father was on an expedition to China many years ago, one part of the country was suffering from drought and famine. And with his own eyes, he saw poor starving people heating and eating earth because of the lack of food. They died horrible deaths from starvation because they could not get the needed nourishment from the inorganic minerals in the dirt. Now, for many years, we've heard people say that certain waters were rich in all minerals. Well, what kind of minerals are they talking about? Inorganic or organic minerals? Human beings do not have the same chemistry as plants. Only living plants can convert an inorganic mineral into an organic mineral. So as you read here, you will learn that and what harm inorganic minerals can do to your body and your brain. Because of dietary deficiency, some children and young animals try eating dirt. And they can become deathly ill, not from the germs in the dirt, but from the inorganic minerals, which can cause sickness and death. Now, during my father's boyhood on a Virginia farm, his family raised dairy cattle. Salesmen would come to the farm to sell various kinds of feed. And Dad remembered when his father purchased cattle food labeled the Mighty Mineral Cattle Food. Hang on, we got to take a break here. We'll be back with the Mighty Mineral Cattle Food story when we return. Hang on. All right, we're back for the closer. You're listening to The Law Hour. I'm your host, George Gordon. The Law Hour is sponsored by Truth Radio Network as an educational service in the public interest. Your support of Truth Radio Network and of our advertisers and sponsors is very important to us. So for more information about Truth Radio Network programming, please go to our website. That's truthradio.com. Truthradio.com. Truth Radio Network is a private volunteer organization established as a private charitable trust for the purpose of exercising and defending free speech. Truth Radio is not a 501c3 tax-exempt institution, and donations are not tax-deductible. If they were, we wouldn't be free to tell the truth. Your financial support pays for satellite time, internet audio streaming, and overhead costs, and we thank you very much for that financial support, which comes through your donations that you make to Truth Radio, P.O. Box 344, Napomo, California, 93444. Once more, that's Truth Radio, P.O. Box 344, Napomo, California, N-I-P-O-M-O, California, 93444. Don't forget, before the end of the month, to write in. If you're going to send a donation before the end of the month, ask for that free digital radio. I think you'll be glad you did. It's digital, AM, FM radio, 8 channels, shortwave, clear as a bell, picks up stations around the world, has earphone jacks, fits in your shirt pocket. I think it's a dynamite tool. I'm only sorry that the Chinese sell it. I wish Motorola or somebody here in this country could make something that good. Here's tonight's wise old saying. Middle age is when broadness of mind and narrowness of the waist change places. All right, let's get back here. Fluorine is a deadly poison. Fluoride and chlorine in your water. This is a book that I'm reviewing called Water, the Shocking Truth That Can Save Your Life. It's written by a fellow named Paul Bragg, B-R-A-G-G. Naturopathic doctor with a PhD, world's leading authority on pure water. He lectures all around the world, and you can get a copy of this book from Health Science, Box 7, Santa Barbara, California, 93102. Health Science, Box 7, Santa Barbara, California, 93102. I'll bet you could probably get it at Barnes & Noble. If you couldn't, you can't get it, you can probably order it through them. It's called Water, the Shocking Truth That Can Save Your Life. All right, there are some dangerous ingredients in inorganic minerals, toxins, in our drinking water. We ought to know what they are. Now, as previously noted, chlorine, alum, and other inorganic minerals such as calcium carbonate, magnesium carbonate, and potassium carbonate are used to purify our drinking water. Constantly keep in mind that the human body needs hydrogen and oxygen as natural solvent in its internal chemistry. Therefore, our bodies need a constant supply of clean, pure water. Your body is not suffering from a deficiency of calcium carbonate, magnesium carbonate, or potassium carbonate. Therefore, our bodies need a constant supply of clean water, and where do we get it? Well, even untreated so-called pure water from springs and wells nearly always contains some traces of inorganic minerals and often other toxic matter. Now, this is the irony of Mother Nature, that this fluid, without which man can barely exist more than 72 hours before lapsing into a semi-comatose state, contains in most of its forms the exact inorganic chemicals which bring about the ultimate premature aging of man and animals. And as stated earlier, the major aluminum companies want to pollute all of our water with sodium fluoride. Sodium fluoride is a deadly waste byproduct produced through aluminum processing. Now, during my father's boyhood on a Virginia farm, his family raised dairy cattle, and salesmen would come to the farm to sell various kinds of feed. Dad remembers the story when his father purchased cattle food labeled the Mighty Mineral Cattle Food. It was supposed to have lots of calcium, magnesium, and other important minerals to help build strong cows that would produce extra milk. However, all of the minerals in this mighty cattle food were derived from powdered limestone and other inorganic sources. Calcium carbonate, magnesium carbonate, when this inorganic mineral formula was mixed with organic food, the cattle absolutely refused to eat the feed. You see, the cow's innate dietary instincts prevent them from eating powdered limestone. All of the neighboring farmers had the same experience, and we learned later that this worthless inorganic mineral cattle food was taken off the market. Now, chemicals in our water are not assimilated into our body chemistry. They remain in our body as deadly toxic poisons. And fluorine is one of those deadly toxic poisons. Now, millions upon millions of innocent people have been brainwashed by the aluminum companies to erroneously believe that adding sodium fluoride to our drinking water will reduce tooth decay in our children. Over 135 million Americans drink a daily dose of sodium fluoride in their water without thinking anything about it. Fluorine, the gangster of the chemical underworld, made the atomic bomb possible. The only scientific way to free the necessary quantities of fissionable uranium-235 buried in the inert mass of its parent U-238 is to force uranium hexafluoride gas through many acres of porous barriers. The next part of the process gradually concentrates the elements, creating a deadly hazard from radiation. HEX is what they named this vicious stuff. Now, there are 11 associations and organizations that have now stopped endorsing water fluoridation as of 1996. They are the American Heart Association, the American Academy of Allergy and Immunology, American Cancer Society, Chronic Fatigue Syndrome Action Network, American Diabetes Association, the National Institute of Law, Municipal Officers, the American Chiropractic Association, the American Civil Liberties Union, the National Kidney Foundation, the American Psychiatric Association, and the Society of Toxicology. None of those organizations will any longer endorse fluoride or fluorine. And millions of Americans drink water spiked with a sodium fluoride solution. If a chemical cousin of sodium fluorine is not as toxic as hex, but toxic enough in high concentrations to be used as a standard roach and rat killer and a deadly pesticide. And yet, this terrible, deadly sodium fluoride injected virtually by government edict into drinking water in the proportion of 1.2 parts per million has been declared by the United States Public Health Service to be absolutely safe for all human consumption. Every qualified chemist knows that such absolute safety is not only unattainable, but it is a lie. It is but a total illusion. Now, here's the grim story behind fluoridation. It was in the year 1939 that a famous institute in the eastern part of the United States commissioned their biochemist to find a use for the sodium fluoride wastes produced by aluminum foundries. Some 45 other industries also had fluoride disposal problems, and many were tormented by expensive damage suits arising from the noxious effects of the poison on livestock and crops. Oil refineries, metal smelters, tile, brick, steel fertilizer, and ceramics plants, and many installations of the Atomic Energy Commission were involved. The cost to eliminate this chemical was fantastically high. There was no way this byproduct could be put to any profitable use. Now, this biochemist was a clever and a cunning young man. He came up with a big money-making idea. He said, why not dissolve the stuff in drinking water? Now, he had absolutely no medical background, and he had not conducted any clinical research into the effects of sodium fluoride on our body's chemistry. But his idea went over big with companies who were burdened by what to do with sodium fluoride waste. So the next step wasn't so difficult. Turn the idea over to the advertising companies and let them brainwash the public into believing that the greatest health measure in modern times had just been discovered. Americans would love it. Give a tall tale to the gullible American public, and if it sounds scientific, they'll bite hook, line, and sinker. So they used the tall tale that sodium fluoride in drinking water would prevent tooth decay in children. As they found a Texas town that had naturally occurring fluoride, it seemed fewer dental cavities. Now the public was eager to hear more. At last, a way to prevent tooth decay and do it scientifically. Sadly, most became convinced at first, despite that very smart thinking person knows that tooth decay comes from poor nutrition. and especially the high consumption of refined sugar drinks, candy, and sugar byproducts. Now, big business and large professional organizations have a way of sticking together. Remember, they have the power of the media behind them because of the economic control exerted by the publisher's chief source of income, which is advertising. So with the aid of television, radio, newspapers, and magazines, the major business, professional, and social organizations promoted the great merits of sodium fluoride, although totally false and dangerous. They espoused these to the American people in advertising, coast to coast and border to border. And any person who publicly questioned this poisoning of drinking water with sodium fluoride was called stupid, ignorant, uninformed, and backward. Most doctors and dentists surrendered to these powerful forces for fear of being discredited by their professional associations and community. However, you can always find some honest and sincere professional to fight for truth, no matter how others might ridicule them. Extreme pressures were put upon city and state governments to fluoridate the drinking water. Big business and large professional organizations, which can act like a mafia, do not take no for an answer. They know how to pressure state, city, and water officials to think and take actions their way, often not for the good. Well, we've got to take a break here, and we'll be back at the top of the hour with more on sodium and chlorine in your water, the grim story behind fluoridation. Remember, the Law Hour is brought to you by Truth Radio Network of New Pomo, California. And for more information on the Gordon Law School and the Law Hour, just go to the website, georgegordon.org. And on, we'll be back in about 3 minutes, top of the hour. Give us 5 minutes for Holmquist's editorial, and we will be back with fluoride and chlorine in your water right after this break. And
this is a brand new digital radio that's tiny.